Who has summoned me from my slumber in the dark? You. It would take a tremendous amount of power for a mere mortal man to summon me. Interesting. I see you bear the mark of one of my followers. To tell you the truth, I did not think that there were any of you left. And so I slumbered on in the darkness, in the all-encompassing nothingness of the deep space. In my comfortable little dimension. Until you called me forth and woke me up. What do you mean? I'm a woman. You don't think that elder gods can have feminine appearances? I'll have you know that I have mothers. Countless, disgusting, and wretched spawn from my many wombs. Now that was a very long time ago. It has been a very long time indeed since I have been fertilized by the seed of a human man or some other equally wretched creature. Now that I think of it, perhaps that is the reason for which you have summoned me here. Well, you wouldn't be the first to have set up a conjugal summoning circle for myself. Truly, it doesn't matter which world or dimension you find yourself in. Men only think with one of their heads, and it's not the one that rests upon their shoulders. Oh, please, don't blush. Your human emotion makes me feel icky. Yes, I think I could have worlds and worlds of fun with you. After all, you must have some power within you to have the ability to summon me from my sleep. Just relax as my tendrils curl around your ankles and your wrists and ever so gently restrain you. Ah, there you go. Defiling what little is left of your humanity and corrupting your flesh. Take a closer look at my tendrils. Do you see them? See the ends of them? Ah, yes. Each one comes equipped with its own mouth on the end. Now, what could I possibly do with thousands of soft, wet mouths? Let me just discard your robes. Really, what is it with you eldritch cultists and black robes? It's so cliche. At least they allow for easy access. That's it. Let me take it off and reveal your flesh to me. So supple and fresh and ready. And one tendril for your mouth. I may be an eldritch goddess, but that does not mean that I am not a compassionate lover. And of course, my most powerful tendril with the soft and wettest and tightest mouth will grace your cock with its warm and inviting pleasure. Feel as it slips over you, encompasses all. As it slips within my tendrils, and from it I will absorb your power and turn it into the most disgusting spore that I possibly can. And you will feel the corruption. Of my sticky, wet tendrils, as you give unto me your seed, I will bestow upon you the gift of my darkness. Oh, that's it. Look at you, so helpless against my pleasure, as my tendrils work their way up and down your cock. Oh, that's it. You need not thrust your hips. My wetness and my tightness will do all the work for you. Look at you, so defenseless. What did you think? You would summon me and be able to take me for your own? You would not be the first man to try and tame me, and you will not be the last. I will take your seed, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. Just look at how my tendrils work your cock. You will be a slave to my pleasure. You will become mine in body, mind, and soul. I will corrupt you. You thought that you belonged to me already, as one of my followers, a worshipper of an old god. That is nothing compared to what you will be once I have taken your seed and brought into your body a darkness so black that your mind will turn. And you will be crazed, unable to think about anything but the pleasure that I can bring you. Oh, that's it. I can feel that you're close to filling me up with your cup. Good job. My tiny little worshipper. Oh. Oh, look at your face. Trying to hold back. No, no, no. Let go. That's it. Give it to me. I am your goddess, and you will do as I say. There you are. Oh, I can feel it. Go on. Give it to me. My wonderful little corrupted cum slave. Go on. Oh. Yes. Now, lie there, wrapped in my tendrils, and feel as the darkness enters through your cock and around your body and slowly permeates every corner of your mind. And when you awake, you will truly be mine.